And other sheep I have that are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Mass is the same as yesterday, and the Gospel is the same, of course. And it's filled with interesting points that we need to know and be aware of. And we see today that when Jesus talks about his one fold and one shepherd, he's talking about his church. The sheepfold is his church. He gave the keys to the sheepfold, to the kingdom, to Peter. Upon this rock I'll build my church, he told Peter. Now it is time, as we see in today's gospel, in a way for Jesus to inaugurate his church, his fold, his kingdom, which will be a society that will take its name after him. They will be called Christians, followers of Jesus Christ. This is a society and a kingdom that is open to all, everybody. And Jesus, of course, wants one fold and one shepherd. It will be one, because it will be one church, not many churches, but one church. It will also be holy, because its founder is holy, Jesus is holy, and it teaches a holy doctrine and has a means of holiness with the sacraments of the church and the means to obtain grace, the grace that Jesus promised to all of us. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me beareth much fruit. We can only bear fruit and gain holiness with Jesus Christ. It will also be apostolic. It will be founded on the apostles. This is why Jesus has spent 40 days after Easter teaching and administering the sacraments to his disciples, giving them the power to forgive sins. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you shall retain, they are retained. And also confirming Peter upon the head of the church, even after he denied him. He told him to feed my sheep 3 times. Feed my sheep, feed my sheep. So we see this is the church founded by Jesus Christ, and it's a church that's open to all. And Jesus says it's necessary for salvation, and it's open to all those who wish to enter. And anybody who refuses to enter and does not want to join the church, he will not be saved. This is the teaching of the church. Only those who accept the Catholic faith will be saved. Now, you have to understand that. That's an important, a very clear thing that we need to know. Objectively, we all need to belong in the Catholic Church. One church. Outside the church, there is no salvation. Subjectively, we don't know. Only God knows each individual whether they are culpable or not culpable for not joining his church. There are some people, of course, who don't know about the church and have what we call invincible ignorance. It's not their fault that they don't know. Maybe they live far, far away and they've never heard of Jesus Christ. Of course, many of the fathers and doctors of the church, like Thomas Aquinas says, if they live good lives, God will somehow or other make it available to them. But that's not, we don't know. Only God knows. And as we know, he cares for each one of his flock. He goes in search of the lost sheep, and he wants all to be one in his fold, and one flock and one shepherd. And we know from this time after Easter, Jesus forming his church, sending them out to all nations, that within a short time, the whole world was knowing of Jesus Christ. The whole Roman Empire found out about Jesus Christ, and so many joined, and even beyond the Roman Empire. And despite schisms and persecutions and scandals and apostasies, the church grew. And despite all its detractors and even its enemies, the enemies, their descendants, became members of the church and called Holy Mother Church Mother. So for 2,000 years, the church has withstood all the troubles that were thrown against it by its enemies, because Jesus promised that he would be with us all days, even till the end of the world, and the gates of hell shall not destroy it. So we're very blessed to be in this church, of course, the Catholic Church, the Holy Roman Catholic Church. And we're very blessed to have the teachings and the means of grace. It's our greatest treasure. It's the pearl of great price. And what we need to do is to try to pray and sacrifice that others who are not members of the church will receive the grace to enter this church. We are so blessed that we have been given us, many of us from the, what we call cradle Catholics, some of us converts, but it's all a blessing from God. And so we pray that there'd be more than there be one church, and all those who are not in this fold, as Jesus says, other sheep who are not of my fold, them also I must gather into one fold, so that there be one fold and one shepherd. This is what Jesus Christ wants. He doesn't want churches, because many of these churches are not teaching what Jesus Christ teaches. Only his church, only the successors of St. Peter, who hears you, hears me. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. These other churches don't have that blessing. And of course, some of them teach doctrines that are against the teachings of our church and teachings of Jesus Christ. So we need to pray for them, that there be one fold and one shepherd. This is why Our Lady came to Fatima, to bring all people to her son. That's why she said men must stop offending her son. He's too much offended. And he's offended by people who are in other churches and not the church that he has founded. May the Lord bless you.
Fructum ventris tui.